Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It looks like I have a few callers today, so that's great. Just a heads up, the show might be cut a little bit short today because I don't have as many callers as I was expecting. So I might cut the show off a little bit short today. But today I'm offering psychic readings and life coaching all in one. So I'll be life coaching and doing the free mini psychic readings for the callers. And the limit for each person is still 1 2-minute per person. So please only ask one question. And for more in-depth sessions, please visit www.promisedlifecoaching.com. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to jump right into it. First caller is calling from the 803 area code.
Hello, how are you?
Hello? Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, I just want to call in about this relationship that I was in. My name is Brittany, and I want to know what you were getting from it.
Okay, what exactly do you want to know about?
I mean, do you see us reconnecting again?
Okay. Okay. So I feel that part of the problem here, or a big part of the problem, is lack of proper communication between the two of you. And
yes,
if you can find a way to, first of all, get a hold of them and talk to them, have a heart-to-heart conversation, and honestly discuss your feelings with each other.
So I have, but I told him he's not saying much, so I said, I'm going to just step back and just give you your space. So I was wondering, do you see him reaching out or no?
No, I feel like he's going to kind of just wait for you to reach out to him. So I feel like you will need to initiate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. Next caller, calling from the 323 area code.
Hey. Hi.
Hi. This is Christiana. How can I help you? Hi.
Hi, my name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
And let me go in. I kind of have a general, I guess, work question. I've been hitting some brick walls with that. I want to know what you, Spirit, had to help me relieve those walls.
Okay, so let's see. This might be a little bit frustrating here, but I feel like you already, like, I saw an image of you holding a golden key. So what's that? That is telling me that you already basically have the answer for what you need to do to remove, like, any fear that you have surrounding this.
What's funny, because lately, I just recently started a couple of days ago doing this, a little bit of shamanic work. And that's supposed to help relieve some of the blockages. I basically started a couple of days ago. Is that it?
Yeah, that That sounds accurate. I mean, shamanism is very, like, you really get in there and work on your own issues, and that's
yeah.
what I love about it. Definitely, you definitely hold the answers within yourself, and I know that's not probably exactly what you wanted to hear, but that is the image that I got. So I think you
okay.
can just keep working with it, and the answers will come to you in the right time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Next caller, 860 area caller.
Hi.
Hi, this is Christiana. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Susan. Just calling to see what kind of insight you have on my granddaughter. We're going through a situation right now where her daddy has been doing something wrong, and we're trying to, we're hoping that she's going to tell the truth about it. So just wondering if you have any insight on that. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just trying to tune in real quick.
Okay.
1 second. I feel I'm getting the impression that it's going to take a lot of first of all, it's going to have to be somebody that she really trusts, and even then, it's going to be hard to get information out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I just see it as being a really, really difficult to get information out of her.
Yep.
But if you keep working with her and keep building that trust with her, eventually she will slowly start to open up.
Okay, because I think that they're going to question her like a professional type person is going to question her. And we're hoping that, because the last time she didn't give the right answer, and she wound up having to go back to his house. And I think she's just so fed up with it that she's ready to talk. Even though you're right, she's scared to talk.
Yeah. I don't see her opening up right away with this professional. I think it's going to take a while. I think she'll be more likely to open up to you.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep building that trust with her and let her know that you're there for her and you support her and that you don't judge her, because she probably, I am sensing that she feels guilty about something, about what it is exactly. I'm not quite sure, but I think there's some guilt there.
Yeah.
So just let her know that you're there for her and just keep asking her questions. And
I won't see her until Sunday, but I'm hoping that this professional doesn't see her before Sunday so that I can talk to her again.
Yeah, well, regardless, just keep working with her and she'll start to open up eventually.
Okay. Do you think that they're going to make her go back to her father's house?
I think for a while, probably, yeah.
Okay.
And until she can really open up.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best. And
thank you.
And for her, too.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Okay. There are no more callers at the moment. Still 20 minutes left to the show. And please don't take it personal that, you know, the calls are so short. Last one, I went over the time limit a little bit, but I did that because I really felt it was necessary to give her a longer reading. But okay, so once again, everyone, I offered this on one of my other episodes on Blog Talk. I was offering a free in-depth psychic reading for free. So if you're interested in that, please go to www.promiselifecoaching.com and get a hold of me on the contact page, and we could set up a session, and I can give you a more in-depth reading. I feel really drawn to my soul's journey card right now, so I'm going to give a general reading for the public. Okay, and this is just for anybody who happens to hear it that resonates with them, then that means the reading is for you. The fourth card says grief. Understand that losing something is an opportunity to appreciate it. And I'm going to look up grief in my booklet. And again, this is the Soul's Journey lesson card. And I'm going to read from the guidebook by James Van Prague. Grief. Nothing is gone forever. The belief that we have lost someone or something is merely an illusion to assist us in learning to appreciate our having had it in the first place. The emotion of grief and the sense of loss are absolutely real, but that is the point. The lesson of loss is not about the actual physical separation because the parting is temporary and illusory. The point of the lesson is to acknowledge that the bonds of love never end and that we have not been abandoned. When you accept in your heart that you will be reunited with the thing you have ever loved, it will give you the ability to move beyond grief and derive something beneficial from the experience. To wallow in grief is to pass up the opportunity that you and your soul family have devised and learn nothing from it. Instead, allow your grief to take you to a place of deeper understanding. The second card says freedom. I possess the power and the free will to create my own happiness. Freedom. Your soul is open to receiving new wisdom and insight. And that will be decisions based on other expectations is not the true path to happiness or for creating your own reality. When a soul shifts to a place of honoring itself and its totality, free from judgment, only then will it find its true freedom. Excuse me. Every soul is unique and follows its own path. Don't give in to peer pressure or the urge to fit in. You are the only one who truly knows the real you. So feel free to march to the beat of your own drummer. Third card is change. I understand that nothing can grow or evolve without movement. Change. There is certain comfort in the idea of living a life without surprises. The status quo has an appeal, but you will never learn or grow if your circumstances stay the same. Everybody wants life to be better, but that requires change. You have chosen to incarnate into this physical dimension called Earth because of the myriad of opportunities. If you don't take advantage of them, what was the point? Staying within your comfort zone is overrated. With change comes transformation, and with transformation comes evolution. Stop viewing change as good or bad because all change nourishes your soul. Don't equate it with a lack of control. Life happens and it's supposed to happen. You can direct how it plays out, and you always have the power to accept a change that redirects your path. I wanted to leave off with this little life coaching tidbit on freedom, back to the freedom card. I think it's important for us all to be authentically who we are, because that's what it's telling us. We create our own happiness, and the only way to truly be happy is to be authentically who you are. So don't waste time trying to people please and always do what you think other people expect of you. Again, it says, making decisions based on other people's expectations is not the true path to happiness. So that never works, and I've been learning that for myself, that like the way I go about sharing my business and relating to potential customers, clients, it doesn't work for everybody, and some clients aren't drawn to me, some are. So, you know, I'll be the right fit for some people, and I won't be the right fit for other people, but that's okay. As long as I'm being authentic, I know that I'm living and doing what I truly am meant to do in my life. So I think the trick is to just find out how to be authentic and how to reach out to people at the same time. There is definitely an art to, I would say, to drawing people your way into your business. There's definitely art and skill involved, and there's a lot of marketing and all of that stuff, but it's worth being authentic. It's a very fulfilling feeling. So I encourage all of you to be authentically who you are. And remember that authenticity comes from a place of love and light and never fear. Everybody, thank you so much for calling in today. I'm going to check one more time to see if I have any more callers. So, that is all. That's all for today, everybody. So, have a blessed evening. Again, you can check out my website, www.promisedlifecoaching.com. Be sure to check out the About page and the Contact page. Contact me on the Contact page and send me an email. And if you request the free psychic reading, I will give you the free psychic reading. And up to 60 minutes, 30 to 60 minutes, it's up to you what you prefer. And usually do it via Skype, so make sure you have a webcam and Skype. All right, everybody, take care. Have a blessed evening, and I will be back again by Saturday evening, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I'll be offering psychic readings again. So please make sure you call in. All right, take care, everybody.